Or a kick in the pants, but I think our pants are about to be kicked here. Representative Norm Dix joins us this morning, and a fellow Husky, welcome aboard, Representative Dix.
Well, I'm glad to be with you guys, and of course, I've fished with both Tony and Larry Carpenter. They're two avid fishermen and two great proponents for recreational fishing, and it's just great to be with on your show.
Well, good morning.
Great to be home in the Northwest.
Attaboy, Norm. Welcome home. Back to Hood Canal where you belong, my friend.
Yeah.
Just a little bit about, you know, for our listeners, why Norm Dix? And I've been in this business now for 35 years. And, Norm, you have come on so strong in recent years, living out your passion, trying to make your mark and making things better with salmon, cleaning up Puget Sound. But I don't think anglers really appreciate all the hard work you do and the time you take and invest in making things better for sports salmon fishing here in Washington, the business end, the conservation end. So I just think it's really important that anglers know that the work that you do is greatly appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony. And, you know, this is something I started when as a child growing up in Bremerton. My dad used to love to go fishing up at Point No Point, and we fished a lot at Nia Bay and down at Westport, and you know, you just get into it, and you know, all of us have been concerned about the decline in the salmon runs and the necessity to protect wild fish and to do something. And fortunately, in Congress, I'm on the House Appropriations Committee. I'm the chairman of the Interior and Environment Appropriations Subcommittee, so we have jurisdiction over the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, you know, EPA, where we get into a lot of the water quality work, and we've been increasing the funding for Puget Sound. But I care about this, and, you know, people like yourself, Kurt Smits, Frank Haw, Pete Bergman, Lee Blankenship, you know, who have been advisors to me over the years on these issues, care about the resources as well and have had long experience in the department. And, you know, I just feel that this is an important matter, that the people of our area care about salmon. They want to be fishermen. I mean, this Anacortes Derby thing just blows me away that you could just get 800 people to go out there and go fishing.
Yeah, and 1,000
I mean,
this year.
It just shows you there is, and as we increase, you know, as we work on selective fisheries and we're able to increase the amount of time that people can be out on the water fishing, people are out there. Well, it's something that is, it's a passion for the people. It's part of our culture in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, I just want to do my part. I'm in a position to help, and I have been promoting mass marking all the hatchery fish. We also have been promoting hatchery scientific reform to take these hatcheries and make them better so that they don't hurt wild fish, that they help wild fish. And the Mitchell Act hatcheries down the Columbia River this year, we got a $10 million increase. Phil Anderson's been working on that for 10 years. It's one of the things we've been trying to do. Finally got it done. We had $80 million in the bill this year for the Pacific Salmon Recovery Initiative. Our state over the last 9-10 years has received $272 million in federal dollars.
Thanks
to
you.
We're working on all the habitat work. So we have a whole a list of things we're working on, helping the salmon enhancement groups. But it takes a lot of and the other thing is that the people in the communities care. They're out there working in their rivers and streams, to doing projects that will improve habitat. It's phenomenal to see the interest and how much people care about this.
Well, Norm, you played a giant role, a quarterback, running back. You played it all in the 2009 process, and were clearly the key ingredient to expansion of selective fisheries. Let's talk about 2010, Norm. Where do you see the evolution of selective fisheries going from here? Do you see possible more expansion? What's your vision for 2010?
Well, you know, we got to see what happens at North of Falcon, and that's always a dicey situation. Larry's been down there as one of the observers, representatives of the recreational fisheries, He knows that this is it's a complicated process. I just would like to see us move forward and keep expanding selective fishing opportunities, because the one thing that the scientists really emphasized is that we need to reduce the stray rate, the rate at which hatchery fish are reproducing with wild fish. And one way to do that is to catch more of the hatchery fish before they get back to the river. So this is, I mean, this all fits together. And the most important part of this, we made a huge investment between the state of Washington, the federal government, all the outdoor groups, in all this habitat work. If we get the stray rates down and do hatchery reform, you double the impact, the positive impact of the work you've already done on habitat. So this is a big thing. And we're trying to do this all by the science, and the science say catch more of those fish. We'd like to see weirs come back in so that we can capture more of the hatchery fish. And we need the cooperation of everyone to get this done.
That's for sure.
And the harvest management plans, there's been some controversy there. We're trying to get work with the tribes. A couple of them have been a little slow, but we're still working with them to help reduce these stray rates. That's the key thing that we're going to be focusing on this year.
We're talking with Representative Norm Dix. Norm, I hate to break this to you, but Larry Carpenter has not got to ask a question, and we're up against a break. Can you stick with us through the break?
Of course.
Larry's sitting over here very patiently. Tony's monopolized the conversation.
I want you to know that Carpenter was with me and Floor on the first Black Mouth Monday, a national holiday that I created up in the San Juan.
You know what? But hold that thought, boss. Hey, when we come back from a break, we're going to explain Black Mouth Monday and more from Representative Norm Dix. And Larry Carpenter's actually going to get ask a question right here.
Get ready, Norman.
On the Outdoor Line on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Hey.
Well, you want to hear about this?
Well, Norm, before you go into that, if I may, because Floor keeps shutting my mic off, you know. And you've seen him monopolize the radio on the boat before, so it's the same thing. But listen, I just want to make it clear to the listeners. What you do, Norm, for recreational fishermen of this state and the recreational industry is unbelievable. These guys, they don't understand. But I'm here to tell you and the listeners, without Norm Dix's help, support, and passion for what we're all trying to accomplish, past, present, and particularly into the future, we wouldn't be there. We wouldn't get there. So, Norm, thank you for that. And then I have the Blackmouth Monday I want you to talk about. I think that's an important story. And, Norm, if you want to come to the Anacortes Derby, if that's a schedule.
I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
Well, I got a place on the boat if you don't have one.
Uh-oh. Now, it sounds like I just lost my seat, Representative Dix. It would be an honor to get
I got a brand new boat, Norman. 300.
Oh, it's got a new boat.
It's got a 300-horse Suzuki, and I know how you like to go fast. So we can do it, buddy.
Well, on Blackmouth Monday, we were up there fishing in the San Juans. You know, Frank Hall would die if he knew we were using downriggers, but we were. And we had one of the greatest Sundays I've ever had out there fishing. And this was all a new experience for me because I've been a moocher my whole life, motor mooching and, drifted mooching. And we had such a great day that I called up our good friend Kurt Smitch and said, Kurt, I need Floor to be up here with me for one more day, and we're going to go fish on Monday because it was so exciting. And what was that place we went into, Larry?
Snug Harbor.
We went into Snug Harbor. We got to the liquor store just in time to get the last few bottles of wine, and Carpenter cooked salmon, and we had one of the most phenomenal evenings. It was so beautiful. And then the next morning we went out there and did it again, and I actually made the 1 o'clock flight back to D.C. So it was memorable. And in the midst of this, of course, I said, this is now a national holiday, Blackmouth Monday.
Well, you remember, Norm, on your flight back to D.C., it just so happened to my wife and daughter.
Your wife was on it.
Yeah, on their way, yeah.
Oh, I remember it. Absolutely. That was just fantastic.
She had to get out of town. She'd had it with Carpenter and his hot dog program.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I would like to see Carpenter with his new boat and downriggers on the whole river. Now, I want to see that. I have a vision of that.
He'd have to get a run at it.
Anyway, guys, I just want to say that I've been, a lot of this is because of the people in our area and people who have been friends of mine who really, worked with me and really educate. Elected officials this is not a subject that they usually get into. And so you really have to sit down with the members of the legislature, the members of the delegation, and talk to them about the importance of this. And now, with so much concern about the economy, the jobs that the boating industry provides, the recreational fishing, I mean, what this means to local communities, Clallam Bay, Westport, Nia Bay. I mean, these communities really live or die on fishing. And so this is very important to my congressional district, and I always feel blessed to have such good friends that give me good advice. And also, we work with the tribes. Well, this year I went over to eastern Washington to see the Colvilles. The Colvilles are now using a purse seiner. They took an old gill netter and converted it into a purse seiner so that they can release the wild fish. They get it. They understand how important that is. And I think I do believe that Phil Anderson and the commission and the governor also understand that we need to move forward with selective fishing. We need to on these people, commercial fishermen that are using gill nets, we need to move away from that. We need to help them do that. And but if we keep working together, I'm excited when I see some of the numbers on these salmon runs and steelhead runs. Also we're doing a lot, keep working the habitat issue. And we have a lot of good salmon enhancement groups, which we also support in the state that are working on these issues every single day.
Well, Norm, when you say get rid of the gill nets, I mean, you get a lot of people's ears perked up. I mean, after all, Washington and Oregon, the last two states in the lower 48 to use that archaic technology. And again, we thank you for your efforts, and we thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you up there at the Anacortes Derby.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Take
all
care.
All right. Representative Bye-bye. Norm Dix, I tell you what. You talk about one of the heroes of the faith. Holy smokes. I mean, without his political horsepower in Washington, D.C.
Well, he gets it.
Yeah,
he gets it.
He does.
And he's not bashful about getting it. And he's on a mission. And with him, without him, it would be difficult.
Here's the thing. You know when you talk to a politician and you know that when they're prepped by their staff. What that man, that came out of his heart.
That's right. And he is so passionate about it, Tommy, and the leadership. That's what excites me with Norm Dick's involvement is not only does he understand and get the issue, every issue, he is passionate about it, and he brings his biceps, the whole thing to it with his leadership. And again, in my career, 35 years, we've never had at a level of passion and leadership at the federal level or any political level than Norm Dix.
Well, I also think that, his support of from the governor, the cooperation with the governor and Director Anderson and his staff is paramount. And very, very important.
Well, when you get those three facets of the equation all pulling together, I mean, we've had such fractured leadership or indeed the absence of leadership in the past when it comes to, real boots on the ground fisheries management processes, procedures, and just the political landscape. And now it seems like we got more of a unified front. Everybody's pulling in one direction, and we're actually getting some stuff accomplished.
Well, it doesn't matter how you vote. It really doesn't matter. What matters here is you have a leader that's passionate, and we are lucky to have him.
Yes. Well, real simply, these people that we have in a leadership position now know how to connect the dots. It's incredibly refreshing.
Yeah, no kidding. Definitely on a new new take. New numbers from North of Falcon. So a little peek at what we've got coming up in 2010 salmon season when we get back here on the Outdoor Line on 710 ESPN Seattle.